The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control is trying to clean up its act. For the last 3 years, the DABC has undergone a series of audits, revealing a number of violations and questionable ethical practices by the department. That eventually led to Governor Gary Herbert ousting Executive Director Dennis Kellen in 2011. DABC's most recent audit last month revealed more mismanagement and a lack of oversight. It's now working to correct the errors to move forward. Audit supervisor with the Legislative Auditor General's Office, Brian Dean, says looking at DABC's operations, they're concerned that its system is not accounting for inventory accurately.
It was inflating the variances into their favor, so it was masking the, you know, any true shrinkages that were occurring. They were being masked because of the errors in the system. The DTS employees that were responsible for those errors are no longer with the DABC. We just overall found that the operations in both the warehouse and the retail stores lacked policies and procedures.
Dean says the DABC's lack of oversight and accountability included issues with security in its warehouse and stores. He says another concern is that the DABC has been self-appropriating its funding for years and covering operating costs with unappropriated money from the Liquor Control Fund, given by the legislature each year.
Over the years, the DABC had been circumventing the appropriation process and pulling Liquor Control Fund monies to cover operating expenses, and it just slowly and gradually grew each year till this last year it, you know, approached almost $6.2 million. And so the legislature did address that, but we are concerned that moving forward, there still is no statutory control to prevent that from happening again in the future.
Dean says he doesn't believe the acts of oversight or mismanagement were malicious or done intentionally, but instead it was just sloppy management by the DABC. DABC Public Information Officer Vicki Ashby says the Auditor General's office made 22 recommendations to move forward and improve operations in the department.
Of those 22 recommendations, they've all already been implemented or in the process of being implemented. And Sal Petilos, our current executive director, is watching very closely to make sure all those recommendations continue.
Ashby says as for the issue with appropriations, the DABC is working with the legislature to ensure appropriations are requested properly by the department. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.